The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. How in the world are you today? It's Marriage Monday. Our topic, dating before divorce. Come on, let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital. How in the world are you today? Well, wherever you are, in your kitchen, in your car, maybe in front of your computer or your smartphone watching me on my socials. Thanks a lot for tuning in there. At Anderson Speaks is my handle on Facebook and on YouTube. In fact, on all my social media, but you can watch me now live. I'm waving at you, giving you my sideways peace sign. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And then, of course, on the most listened to Christian talk station on the East Coast, second in the entire country, most of you are listening on WAVA 105.1 FM right here out of Arlington, Virginia. So thanks a lot for tuning in. And if you're new to the show, let me tell you how we roll. We first kick it off with Marriage Mondays, Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, Theological Thursdays, Open Phone In Fridays. Anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game. Then on the weekends, we have a special Saturday edition just for you from 3 to 3:30, so you can check that out as well. If you're not tired of me, you can always come hang out with me at Bridgeway Community Church, is where I worship, Bridgeway Community Church, like you're crossing over a bridge, okay? You can find me at bridgeway.cc, right out of Columbia, Maryland, and Owings Mills, Maryland as well. If you want to call me on today's topic, my phone number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-43-BRIDGE. What's the topic on this Marriage Monday? Dating before divorced. Is it okay to start dating before your divorce is final? Tell me why or why not. For some of you, you're probably thinking, of course that's a problem. But you might be surprised if you've been separated for a year, 2, 3 years, and you know, you're not even living together anymore, and the divorce is not final, but you still got those papers, and then you kind of run into somebody at the church, and you know, or you run into somebody out at a restaurant, bar, and they got make eyes at you, you make eyes at them. And you're like, you know what? Maybe it's okay to just talk. At least when I was growing up, that's what they used to call it. I don't know. Do y'all call it talking anymore? We just talking. Well, let me ask y'all, if the person is divorced, do you keep talking? I mean, not divorced. Do you keep talking? If you are not divorced, do you keep talking? Well, I want to hear from you. Again, my number is 888-43-BRIDGE. Go ahead and make your case either way, but I want to hear from you. My lines are now open. Let's go into a time of prayer to commit our time over to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are for marriage. You don't like divorce. But Lord, we also know that some people have gone through it for many different reasons, for some not even of their own. But we do pray, God, that you'd give us wisdom, whether we're before, during, after divorce, whether we're married or single. Would you give us wisdom today? We commit today's show over to you now. For it is in the name of Jesus I pray. Together, everyone said, amen and amen. Now, there are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to andersonspeaks.com. That's andersonspeaks.com. And there you'll find more details about me and about the ministry that I have, many different ones, areas of service, as well as some other resources that might be helpful to you. So check me out at andersonspeaks.com. If you'd love for me to speak or consult in any way along with a team of other people, please go to gracismglobal.com, built after the book Gracism was published. That's racism with a G in front of it, gracismglobal.com. Now, if you want to talk about today's topic, I'm talking about dating before divorce. Let's just say I'm in the process of getting a divorce. Can I start dating? Would it be okay to just kind of get to know somebody else? Let's say my court date is 3 months from now, 6 months from now. All right. Is it okay for me to date just to get to know somebody? What do you think? Give me a call. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you believe. Tell me why it's right or wrong, why or why not. Every circumstance is different. Not throwing any shade. Just want to know what you're thinking about this. And by the way, have you ever dated somebody who hadn't been divorced yet, but they're going to be? So, you know, you kind of want to be in queue there before somebody else snags her up or snags him up. I used to ask women, you know, if there were three men that you met, one was single and available in his 40s, and the other one was divorced and available in his 40s, and the other one was not yet divorced in his 40s, but's on his way there, which one would you choose? And you would just think, naturally, 100% of the women, if I asked 10 of them, 10 of them would all say, well, the one that's single and never been married. Guess what, y'all? That wasn't the case. Several ladies had other thoughts about the single guy in his 40s, you know, and it wasn't a slam dunk at all. So anyway, I want to know what you think. Here's my phone number, 888-432-7434. That's 888-432-7434. I'm in the process of getting a divorce. Can I start dating? That's the question. Would you say yes, no, or sir, it depends. Let's talk about it. Well, that's why it's called Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. By the way, before my break, I do want to tell you, just in case you didn't know, Couples Counseling Center is there available for you. All right. And so if you're in a dating relationship, a marriage relationship, and you just need to talk to a third party who can help you be a better husband, a better wife, then go to CouplesCounselingCenter.org. If you want to talk to me right now, I can be your brother. I can't be your counselor, but I surely can bring the word of God and give you my opinion and let you know that's exactly what it is. Feel free to give me a call. My lines are open. I'm running to my commercial break. When I get back, right here, you and me on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the...
When asked the question raised by her professor, why are you here at Omega Graduate School? Sebla Digluhailu answered in one of her essays like this: I was not there just to add a prefix to my name, though that would feel good. The greater purpose of my preparation at OGS is to fulfill my mandate to be a change agent. The doctoral study is a time of preparation for me to see and to think, to understand the times, and to craft my way in fulfilling my calling. Sebla Digluhailu, a current doctor of philosophy student from Ethiopia, is a counselor and adjunct psychology professor who hosts a weekly radio show in the capital city of Ethiopia and is an advocate for empowering women and children. What is your profession, and how can OGS help you grow to the next level in your graduate education? Dr. David Anderson is the new chancellor of Omega Graduate School, formerly known as Oxford Graduate School, and your education as a working adult is important to him, to God, and to all who will be changed in the world because of your important research. Go to ogs.edu today and apply, or call 1-800-933-6188.
Does your church have legal challenges? McCullum & Associates has experience with pastor-church relations, administration and organizational issues, church liability and risk management, and real estate matters. This firm understands the legal aspects of the problems, as well as the spiritual implications of those same problems inside and outside the court. Call McCullum & Associates today at 301-864-6070. That's 301-864-6070.
It's Marriage Monday. Call us with your questions about marriage and relationships. Now here's your host, Dr. David Anderson.
That's me. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I'm live on WAVA 105.1 FM. I'm also waving at you for those of you watching me online at Anderson Speaks on Facebook, at Anderson Speaks on YouTube as well. Today we're talking about dating before divorced. It is Marriage Monday, and we want marriages to stay together. However, if you are living and you're a Christ follower, you probably know someone who has been divorced, someone who's getting a divorce, or someone who is really contemplating whether they should or not. We do our best to say stay together, and let's help you. That's why we promote couplescounselingcenter.org. However, things happen. You can't make someone stay with you. You can't make someone want to love you. You can't make someone change. Only God can do that. And so some of you found yourself in a situation that you didn't want to be in. But now the question is, should you date even if the divorce is not final? And for some of you, you're like, Pastor, of course not. And I hear you. That's my thought as well. But you'd be surprised when somebody's been separated for, I'm not talking about they just got separated. I'm talking, there's some people, they've been separated 5 years and that divorce is not final. And they living in separate houses of separate cities. And, you know, they meet somebody at church. What do you do? All right, y'all ready for this? Okay, it's not even Tough Topic Tuesday, y'all. 888-432-7434. Let's go to Bealton, Virginia to find out what Jordan is saying. Hi, Jordan. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
Dr. Anderson, I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well also.
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thanks for hanging with me. Well, what do you think about this topic? Easy answer or not so easy?
Well, I'm glad you said that. It is an easy answer for me.
Okay.
And the reason why it's an easy answer for me is that I'm going to base everything on Scripture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God really, in His Word, just speaks clearly about just, you know, how He abhors divorce. He does not mm-hmm. want that for us. And so my reliance would be on God. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that maybe there could be a chance that it would be tempting,
right.
But I know that for me, the foundation would be on what God would want. And then I would want to be able to leave it open to what God could potentially do just through His grace and faith in Him with regards to possibly the reconciliation, you
right.
know, of the marriage, because it's
right.
not final. And so that's what I would stand on. And it's easy for me to say that because even in my single days, you know, God had put me in a place where He showed me how to live life for Him. And that's what I just have my confidence in, Dr. Anderson.
Mm. I'm so glad you kicked the show off with us, Jordan. I'm right there with you and I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Blessings to you. That's Jordan in Bealton, Virginia. Let's go on over to Montgomery County, Maryland. Leslie's on the line. Hello, Ms. Leslie. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm alive and grateful. Thank you for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to say that I've been divorced since 98, and I did not want that divorce. I wanted to work things out, but he chose a different route. He has a free will to do whatever he wants to do. Mm-hmm. So as for me, God spoke to me before that divorce was finalized. Even when we were separated, I kept the ring on because I was still married.
Uh-huh.
And it stayed on. And when he came, when we signed divorce papers, I gave him his ring back. And before that happened, God spoke to me. I want to say it was before. I don't think it was after. But I know God spoke to me. And he said, either you are married or you're single.
Right.
And I knew what he was talking about. So he was like, if you're not married, I don't expect to see you out with this one, that one, this one, that one.
Uh-huh.
So it was me and him all of that time because I needed to be healed from some things. Then also he can show me how to be a wife, you know, how to do how, you know, what I didn't get before I got married the first time.
Uh-huh.
So focusing on getting into another relationship, he was letting me know, no, you're not doing that.
Wow.
So I was like, okay.
So did you have
and
to?
And I did it, God.
Did you have to keep yourself away from like going out and stuff?
Yes. I don't do that. You're not coming in my house, and I'm not going out with you.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
I know my pastor was saying it was okay. You know, you meet someone, you know, but I just still did not even agree with that because if you're wasting my time, if God shows me you're not about what you're doing, or you're not serious, or you're just playing games, what is the purpose of me even going out with? If there is no purpose,
so
I don't do that. I've had men approach me and God weeded them out because they were playing games.
Got it.
So
but now you're not, now
that.
You're
so
divorced,
people,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I'm divorced.
Okay.
So, I'm still waiting on God. Yes. I do want to get married again, but I am waiting on God to speak to me about what he has for me, not what I want to do, but
right.
what he has for me.
That's good.
So I just make my request known to him. I do not put myself in situations where I can be tempted. I don't do that. I'm sorry. That's just me. Some other people do differently, but I don't do that.
Well,
so I just wait and let God speak to me about what's okay. Because you keep yourself out of a lot of frustration, a lot of situations, a lot of games. You just keep yourself away from a lot of that.
That sounds like some maturity. That sounds like some maturity
right
there. Yeah,
it was right definitely
there.
Some maturity. Yes, so. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. And just like you said, you prefer that couples stay together. They need to stay together because
yeah.
you're going to hurt either way.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's a rough road when you go through that divorce, especially if you do it God's way, because
right.
you're dealing with so much stuff, emotions, and wanting to be around somebody.
Right.
You're dealing with all of that.
Let me ask
and
you a
you
question.
You don't know when God is.
Mm-hmm. When you were having to go through the divorce and you said you didn't want it, right?
Yes.
Was there anything you could have done about it or not really? I mean, like he was dead set on leaving?
No, before that, I told him, I said, God's going to have to put this back together. You got to deal with you and I got to deal with me. So I let him know that there was a possibility that this could be done, you know, that you know, if things get worked out, we could, you know, get back together. But he chose another route. He chose to go do his thing with someone else, bring another child into the world, got married twice. Neither marriage worked.
Wow.
That was his choice.
Wow.
So
it wasn't
like,
a lot you could
you
do about
that.
It.
And no, he did what he wanted to do. It's okay because you made your choices. You made your bed and you got to lie in that, not me.
Right.
So I'm doing what God tells me to do, and that's what I did. And it's just been a blessing ever since I've been with God because he's just constantly blessed my soul. And that's what a lot of people are not letting God do. Bless your soul. Let him minister to you. Let him become what you need him to be to you before you look to somebody else to be something to you that they can't or even not want to be.
It's not
and
all
that's what God is showing me. I'm your everything, not somebody. Even if I do bless you, there are certain things you can't even look to him for.
Yeah.
You look to me for those things.
Right.
That way you're not putting an undue pressure on him to be something to you that he can't or don't want to be.
Right. Thank you,
so
Ms. Leslie.
You be free.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing.
Okay.
Sharing. And it also helps people know don't judge everybody. who's divorced, because you never know what the circumstances or the situation situation is.
Exactly. And so, and I didn't want that.
Well, Lord bless you. Okay. Take care now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Alexandria, Virginia, to talk to Anonymous, who's on the line. Hello, Anonymous. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
Hello. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Welcome, sir. I'm alive and grateful. Thank you for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Sir, that is the question that you have there.
Yeah.
I have been in a lot of situations out there, and the best answer I have ever received for that is find someone who is living for Christ, because a lot of people don't even know themselves. They don't even know what their problems are themselves. But when you are living for Christ, He ironed the wrinkles out of you for Him. And if you are good enough for Him, then he or she is good enough for that other person. Mm-hmm. And if that person is not living for Christ, who are you?
Mm-hmm. All right. So that means no dating before a divorce is final.
Yes, sir.
Understood. Hey, I appreciate your thoughts on this, and find someone who's living for Christ. And oftentimes we reflect ourselves. So we could be living for Christ and we find somebody who's not living for Christ. And instead of walking away, we start dating them. Before you know it, we're not really living for Christ again very well. So it's so important for us to make sure our connection to the Lord remains. Thank you so much, Anonymous. God bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and hear from Ms. Grace. Hello, Ms. Grace. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Anderson. I'm doing well, thank you.
What do you think?
I thought I'd call in and share my thoughts as a single Christian woman. And if someone was to ask me that question as to what they should do, mm-hmm. I would say, I don't think you should date someone who is in the process, but is not divorced. And mm-hmm. I have a few reasons for that, because I'm talking about Christian women.
Yes.
in this situation, that my first thought is to honor sisterhood. So you want to honor it, regardless of what's going on, the factors behind the divorce, you want to honor sisterhood. And you also want to allow God to lead you and guide you. So if this person mm-hmm. is saying, well, you don't want to date me, I'll just find someone else who date me. And so that's thought. If God has this man for you, mm-hmm. then he will make it happen.
Right.
So I wouldn't tell a female to be concerned about that, because he's saying, well, I'm going to move on to someone else. Mm-hmm. Then I'd say, well, you're not for me, because God, I trust God to take care of all of my needs. So mm-hmm. that's what I wanted to
share. Well, that's very good. And, you know, again, it's back to our relationship with the Lord. But I like the idea of honoring sisterhood as well. Thank you so much, Miss Grace, for your contribution today. Okay.
Okay, sir.
God bless you. Let's go to Don. He's in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello, Mr. Don. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. Praise the Lord, Dr. And my radio passed a long time no speak.
Hey, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you for this Monday marriage tough topic Tuesday combo question.
Right.
So I say wait, and that's not easy. And no, we don't want to cast judgment, but I'm speaking from the experience of having friends who were divorced and got remarried to the same individual.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so what happens in between that, you were dating and we weren't really fully divorced and I want to get married again, which mm-hmm. opens up another thing of, you know, second marriages, some are to the same person, some are successful, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I say wait and trust God. But I wanted your take on the percentage. You know what happens with second marriages to the same person?
Yeah.
Overall, I'm just curious.
Yeah, second marriages to the same person don't always work out, nor do second marriages to a different person work out either. That's why some people have third and fourth marriages, unfortunately, but they got to get counseling, and oftentimes that can really help strengthen the marriage. Got to run. Thank you, Don. I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Hey, it's Gregory Sells from WAVA 105.1 here. Another local family has been impacted by using the amazing Sell with Certainty program that Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams offers. William and Christina had a growing family, and they needed to sell in order to close on their new build. They had a low cash offer on hand, but were concerned they were leaving money on the table. So they wanted to see what other options were out there. William and Christina were so thankful they looked at all their options, because through the Reynolds Empower Home Team's Sell with Certainty program, they were able to net 22% more. Debbie and Sarah's Sell with Certainty program is proven, and it guarantees that your home will sell and you will get paid twice. Call Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team to Sell with Certainty and have confidence that you will get top dollar. Call today to Sell with Certainty, 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit sellwithcertaintydmv.com. That's sellwithcertaintydmv.com.
It's the class guaranteed to increase your biblical knowledge and techniques. How to study the Bible for yourself. How to study the Bible for yourself. Part 2. A free 7-week course by Pastor R. Kevin Matthews. Classes start Monday, April 22nd. Don't miss your chance to explore the scriptures in a tried and tested, easy to learn method. You'll learn to study book by book or chapter by chapter, in addition to performing word studies in the Hebrew and Greek. You'll also discover methods of reading the Bible, interpreting and memorizing scripture. How to study the Bible for yourself. Part 2. Classes start Monday, April 22nd. Register today at shepherdshouseinternational.org. shepherdshouseinternational.org. How to study the Bible for yourself. Part 2. A free 7-week course by R. Kevin Matthews. For information, call 301-599-0555. That's 301-599-0555. To register, visit the shepherdshouseinternational.org. Classes start Monday, April 22nd.
Here's a story of hope from Pastor Mark Finley of Hope Lives 365.
During those troublous days of communism, I was holding an evangelistic series in Budapest, Hungary. What I didn't know was that in the same auditorium that I was told my meetings, a rock concert was scheduled. When we opened the doors for our meetings, the young people jamming the streets thought that the rock concert had begun. Three young women rushed in. All atheists. They came for a rock concert, but they met Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. They met the one who can transform lives. Each of these three young women eventually became workers for God. Two married pastors, one became a Bible instructor for Jesus. Imagine it, going to a rock concert and finding Jesus Christ. Their hearts were touched, their lives were changed, they were transformed by grace.
Listen to Hope Lives 365 7 days a week. Check for times on the program guide at WAVA.com.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. It's Marriage Monday, sort of a, like Don said, a mix of Marriage Monday and Tough Topic Tuesday, a bit controversial, but I'm putting it out there. Here's the question. The topic is dating before divorced. Is it okay to start dating before your divorce is final? Why or why not? I'd love to hear from you on the topic. It may seem like a slam dunk easy answer for some of you. Others, maybe not so much. Like, you know, in your mind, you're like, yeah, if you're still married, then you're not going to date. And yet, you know, you get into a circumstance where, okay, now it's been 3 to 5 years, been separated from my spouse, live in different locations, and I end up meeting somebody. And so what do you do? And I have seen several of these situations. It's not always easy, even though it is pretty black and white, right? I always say you're either single or you're married. It's that simple. But there are others that may say, well, you know, it's okay to talk. It's okay to get to know someone because, you know, the divorce is going to be final in a couple of months, or maybe I should go ahead and finalize that divorce that's been hanging out there for a long time. Because I found somebody that I was interested in before. I wasn't, you know, I was just letting it sit around, you know, but now I think there's somebody I'm interested in. So maybe I should go ahead and finalize that divorce. What do y'all think about this topic? Is it a topic? Like, is this something that you have dealt with, seen, heard? Do you have friends that are in this scenario, or is this completely out of the blue for you? I'd like to hear from you. Here's my phone number. 888-432-7434. That number again is 888-43-BRIDGE. Like I said earlier, if you want to get some counseling as a married couple, as a pre-engagement counseling, you can go to couplescounselingcenter.org. Okay. And you can get counseling there. You can even call directly Sean McBride. He's a licensed counselor and a licensed therapist. Here's his number if you want to just text him and say, hey, look, can I get on your schedule? Here's the number to text, 301-615-4510. Okay? 301-615-4510. Give him a call. Let him know Dr. Anderson sent you. All right, I'm going on the road in Virginia with Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you for calling. What's your comment or question?
Certainly. Well, ironically, what you just described, I, like Elizabeth, a few callers before, she did not want the divorce, neither did I. Mm. So the situation, I got blindsided. I got handed an 18-page property settlement, all this, that, and the other. Mm. And I said, you know what, let's go see a counselor. And I mean, we're not, you know, fighting or anything. I mean, we just were getting along. Okay. It was no problem. So the situation was, she had already been dating her boss. And then after the divorce was finalized, married her boss.
Oh, so, wow.
That was like it was a hidden agenda. I never saw that coming. But anyway, as the Lord would have it, it was just one of those unequally yoked relationships that I had. And I wanted to be a father, a husband, and, you know, create a family. And it's just, we have a daughter together, and it just played very adversely for my daughter, or our daughter.
That's terrible.
But anyway, that was about it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was not the way.
What happened when you found out, or did you not find out until after you guys were divorced?
We went to court, and ironically, in Virginia, Fairfax County, they have a situation where it's a no-fault divorce. And so when we went in there, I mentioned to the judge, I said, Your Honor, my wife and her attorney need to be held in contempt of court. And he said, why is that, sir? I said, this is a no-fault. I could fill up faults with, you know, a phone book with faults of mine. And they couldn't find one thing, and he just leaned back in his big swivel chair, you know. I mean, you know. And he just said, oh, this is going to be entertaining. And it wasn't. Just the situation was just on in and out of court. Just
so quickly.
You know, constant barrage of just different things.
But when did you find out she was dating her boss?
Actually, after the divorce was finalized.
After it was final. Okay, gotcha. I understand.
Yeah. Then she got married right there. I mean, it was almost immediate after that.
Wow.
So, you know, that was the situation. And, you know, ears pierced when she was 13. Our daughter was 13. We went over to the mall and that was a surgical procedure. We got in there and I had to pay for her attorney fee because, I mean, there was just so much. It was just so landscaped with just, she was using it almost as entertainment, but it was not entertaining.
Because it was
in circuit court and it went to juvenile domestic court. And then, you know, it ultimately started favoring my way a little bit, you know, to where, you know, some of the stuff that was going on, it was just a constant thing. And it played out adversely, like I just shared with my daughter. So,
well, I appreciate you sharing your story, Anonymous. It doesn't sound like that was an easy road. I sure hope that you're recovering from all of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the good hands better than all state with the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is Thank on board. You. So yeah. God bless you.
Bless you back. Hey, listen, as soon as I get back from my commercial break, I'm going to continue to take my phone calls. I see you there calling. Let me come right back to you. Okay, so Diane and Jeff and Randall and Anonymous, don't go anywhere. I'm coming to you. I just need to get through this break, listen to all of my commercials, and then we'll come right back, okay?
Or do you know someone that needs encouragement? Dr. David Anderson has compiled his sermon series, Be Encouraged, into a book which will be sure to encourage yourself and others. For a donation in any amount, we'll send you a signed copy of the book. To make your donation, visit andersonspeaks.com, click on the donate button, and we'll send you your copy today.
Have you ever listened to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Talk with Dr. David Anderson. So happy to be taking your phone calls on this topic. It's not necessarily a fun one, and it could be a real easy answer for many of you. But, you know, people who are living this out, it's not always as easy when they're in their circumstance. So I thought I'd bring it to the platform today and hear from you. The topic, dating before divorced. Is it okay to start dating before your divorce is final? Why or why not? Well, let's see what Miss Diane has to say about it. She's in Washington, D.C. Hello, Miss Diane. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thank you so much. What are you thinking?
I dated before my divorce was final.
You did? Tell me about that.
Well, I just did. I was on social media and I met a guy that I dated. We even lived together before my divorce came through.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know what to say about that, other than I think I might have been in a lost place. Because when you're been, I was married for 25 years. When you've been married for so long, mm-hmm. you're craving that companionship.
Okay.
And I think that's what it was. But it was a conscious decision, because I was so grateful to be out of a bad marriage, and I just thought, okay, I'm going to find the right man this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
And was that the right man?
No, he was not. He was not the right man. No, okay. He was not the right man.
Oh, Lord.
And he also was getting ready to go through divorce himself, but he just kind of manufactured getting out of his marriage without no fault of his own. And so.
Did he ever get out of his marriage?
Long story. He did. Okay. Out of his marriage. He married again and is divorced again.
Oh, wow. Now, was the attraction the fact that you're getting a divorce, he's getting a divorce, you guys are both kind of licking your wounds, and that's what kind of made y'all get connected?
I don't think so. I think that he targeted me. So I, I would just say I was in a vulnerable place.
Okay.
He showed me attention, mm-hmm. and I just think he targeted me. And so we lived together just so he could get out of his marriage, not because he was just really felt that he found a good match for himself.
So he could go back to his wife and be like, I'm with somebody else.
Well, he didn't go back to her.
He was living with you, that was his excuse to her to say, we need to break up because now I'm with this other lady.
I wouldn't say. Okay. Yeah, because he made it so he would take it. It would be no fault of his own.
Oh, I understand. So okay, I do have a question because I can't help it. I am a pastor. No judgment or shade.
Okay.
I'm just a pastor here.
Okay.
I need to know, like, where yes. were you in your relationship with Christ during this time?
I am a staunch believer in Christ. I'm the staunchest Christian I know.
And you still moved in with the man while you were married? And while he was married? So were you in rebellion?
I did. I think I was hurt. I think I was even mad at God. Because okay. I'm like, I was married to this man for 25 years, and I'm like, Lord, marriage is honorable to you. Why haven't you changed this man?
Uh-huh.
And so I think I was mad at God, and I just do what I dang well please.
Oh, gotcha. So you was rebellious. You were mad. You were rebellious.
I think, yeah.
So did you ever come back to the Lord and be like, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been like that.
Yeah. Now, all of this happened around 2015, late 14 into 15. Okay. By 2016, we were broke up. So it was probably in 2021 when I asked for forgiveness
okay.
for what I had done.
Okay.
And yeah, and I just felt like I'm so covered by grace. I know God yeah. loved me enough. It didn't harm my relationship with him or anything. I mean, I went on to become a director of the women's ministry at my church for 2 years. So I was, yeah, I just know my God enough to know that he loved me and my sin didn't separate.
Well, as long as you're telling those ladies that wasn't good and God has something better for them than that, then I'm good with you.
I didn't tell them that the relationship was over about close to 2 years before I became a director of the ministry.
Understood.
But no, I didn't share that though.
Understood. Well, you know what? That's why I love radio. You share with me and I get to share with you. And thank you so much for being vulnerable there and telling us about your journey. Okay, Miss Diane?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Jeff is on the line. He's from Fairfax, Virginia. Hello, Mr. Jeff. How are you, sir?
Hi, Dr. Anderson. I'm doing well. I have to tell you, when I hear what I just heard there, it just makes me kind of wonder. I'm going to modify what I was going to say originally.
Because
I'm realizing people are different. People do things that they're going to do. And no offense to Miss Diane whatsoever.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
bless her. I was able to stay legally married to my first wife for about 3 years because it was financially advantageous to do so. I had great health care insurance through her work, and she had great auto insurance through mine,
mm-hmm.
Given some mishaps. But there were no kids involved, and neither one of us was concerned with getting the marriage back together. We had to, I guess what I want to get to is you have to separate out the spiritual portion of the marriage from the legal part. You know, when they say, let no man put asunder what God has put together. Well, here's the thing. We all go to church, or most of us go to church, get married, 150 of your friends, you're vowing everything for the rest of your life, so help you God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it all goes bad, where do you go? You go into some courthouse someplace, and some judge is either going to decide in your favor or not so in your favor, and it's done. Well, there's obviously the legal, civil portion of a marriage, And that's when you get the license. And quite honestly, as I say, we sign it right here. You're legally married, but most people like to do it spiritually. So what I did, I won't take too much of your time, but I wanted to say I had to go to her after I tried to save the marriage. It was obvious it was over. She was done with me, moving on, this kind of thing. I said, look, I prayed to God. I said, let me out of this vow. There's been adultery on her part, so I think I was okay with all that. But she was not a hateful person. And we talked and said, look, I just don't want to go through all the legal hassles and the fighting, this kind of thing. So we settled things out and were able to stay legally married. She went on to better. I went on to better 33 years ago. Things have worked out well, and we were still able to be amicable and this kind of thing. So I think there are circumstances where you can do that. But what I would suggest is that if you are going to date, it's got to be a casual thing. It's got to be, hey, I'm on the rebound. I need to figure out what I did wrong with the marriage, because none of us are completely innocent no matter what happens, and figure out how do I proceed with my life so I don't repeat the same mistake that may have been made toward me or that a party to, or that, in fact, sometimes the, you know, the party themselves make. And I think if we got to get right with God and make sure spiritually we're in line, the legal portion of the marriage is just a separate issue. That's what I would
say. So separate the legal from the spiritual, and if you're going to date, be casual. Is that what I caught?
Yes. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Jeff, thanks for sharing that with us from Fairfax, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. Thank you, sir.
Blessings to you. Let's go to Randall. He's in Washington, D.C. Hi, Randall. Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Anderson. I'm doing well. I hope you are, and I thank you for all you're doing and helping many of us build some bridges.
There you go, my friend. Well, what do you think about this topic? It's a doozy, huh?
It is, and I have to say, while I wouldn't be judgmental of some others who saw it differently, for me, it wouldn't work. I think if I were in that situation, I would want to wait for a lot of reasons. One, I think after you've been married, the temptation, if you got into a relationship, the temptation for things like adultery would probably be pretty great, greater than you'd experienced before. And I also think that if there's a chance for your first marriage to work out, that it's going to work out a lot better if you don't see others during the time you're trying to work it out. And if you have a minute, I would love to tell you a story that in my own life that started out tough and ended up very good with God's help.
Well, that's great. Unfortunately, I got to run to this break, but if you hold on, when I get to the other side, maybe you can tell it to me in 30 seconds. Does that sound good?
I'll do it. All right. I'll be quick.
Thank you, Randall. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Pastor Dan Sexton of Calvary Chapel, Ellicott City. I want to invite you to tune in for our half-hour Bible study, Ring of Truth, here on WAVA weekdays at 6:30 p.m. Ring of Truth is a verse-by-verse Bible study with the goal of strengthening your faith in Jesus Christ. Whether you are driving home from work, eating dinner, or exercising, you can grow in your faith weekdays at 6:30 p.m. with Ring of Truth right here on WAVA.
This is Rich Lee with WAVA, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael with Bible Lee.
Rich, here in America, you and I can open up our Bibles anytime we want and be reminded of God's precious promises. But you know, outside of America, in the regions of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, as many as 9 of 10 new believers, they're denied God's Word. And while many of those are adults, you know, many are kids. They just want to know what it means to follow Jesus.
I am Lisbeth. I am 10 years old and live in Peru with my mom and sisters. My dad died last year. We would like a Bible to read every day when we wake up. Thank you.
WAVA listeners, you have blessed 6,000 Bibleless believers around the world. 90% of our goal is met. We've got 900 to go. We need to do it by April 14th. Would you pray about it and make a gift of any amount, Rich?
$5 sends a Bible. $60 sends 12. Call 800-YES-WORD. 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 Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
It's contagious, it's viral, and it's threatening to bring your family closer than ever before. It's throwing even the most stable couples off balance. Rebellious teens are no match for its power. It's addicting, disarming, and downright obnoxious. It's free, it's beautiful, and it's good for you.
Make every day count with laughter. Get tips to keep you laughing with your family at the Make Every Day Count Facebook page at facebook.com/makeeverydaycount.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Right before the break, I was on with Randall. He wanted to share a short story with us. So, Randall, we're back, my friend.
Great, sir. I was married very young. I was married for 25 years. I thought I had a really good marriage. I was also in the military. And one year, I got a short notice to deploy during the Iranian hostage crisis. I was gone for 7 months, and when I got home, my 25-year wife told me that she'd had all she could take. She had met someone else. She couldn't do it anymore. She wanted to move out immediately and get a divorce. I was heartbroken and devastated.
I bet.
But I prayed about it, and God led me to try to keep the door open. So I asked him if he would help make me a kind of a man that she would want to come back to, and that he would help me find a way to make that happen if it would be his will. As it turned out, I prayed that prayer every day for 9.5 months. I think even some of my Christian friends began to feel that it was never going to happen. But one night the phone rang, and it was her. Wow. And she said, "Can I still come home?"
Wow.
I said, "Absolutely." She said, "I want to sit down and tell you everything that's happened, because I want to know that if you hear it later, that you'll still want me to stay."
Wow.
We came home, we prayed that prayer, and God gave us a better marriage after that than we had even had before. So if I'd have gone out and dated during that time, it might not have ended that way. And that one ended good.
Look at God. Thanks at you. God. What a man, of character and integrity, and a man of faith, really, to keep praying that every day. And look what God did. Well, how long have you been married?
Well, we were married 29 years. 16 years later, she came down with cancer.
Uh-huh.
And we had a few good years after that. Initially, it was cured, but later it came back, and I sent her on to be with the Lord. And 2 years later, I started dating her best friend before I lost her, and we are now married. We've been married 25 years, and
wow.
I consider myself a twice blessed man.
Wow, how about that? Did I just hear you say that you started dating her best friend before she passed away?
No, sir.
After.
2 years after.
2 years, I see. You did it all right, didn't you, Randall?
I hope so. I tried.
Randall.
With God's help.
Man, way to end the show with a great story that gives God glory, but also gives hope to so many other people who are trying to hang in there. And you did it right. And she came back, and then we're with her all the way till she passed away. And now, Lord's bless you with someone else. I tell you, man, you're becoming a role model for my listeners.
Well, thank you, sir. But the credit all goes to God. And, you know, we got more active in church than we'd ever been, and that helped a lot. But I think anytime you can get two people that want to stay together and are willing to let God help them, it's probably going to end good.
Amen to that. What a great way to end right there. God bless you, sir. Let me say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's show. We thank you for Randall's testimony. And we thank you for each listener, those that were able to get on and those that we just didn't have time for. But Lord, I just pray that you'll always have time for them, to hear them, to be with them, to walk with them. Thank you, Lord, for today's show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.